Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Push My Story. Everybody's dealing with something, some type of drilling, some kind of drama or action or thriller in their lives. I promise you today we will give you the answers that you've been seeking and searching and wondering. How am I going to overcome these situations? This is part two, Keeping Secrets. Keeping Secrets. And we want to continue where we left off at. I'm your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston. Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to start off by saying secret is a secret regardless how you look at it. The question is it safe for everyone? Is it harmful? Is it culture? Is it a privilege? What are the benefits? Is it positive benefits? Is it the law of God? So we know that anything that tried to exalt themselves above the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is called high treason. And high treason is a crime trying to overthrow spiritual government. Now, let me just explain in details. Before we give you the scriptures, we're going to give you the scripture. We want you to read the Word of God. We want you to meditate. And we want you to pray about it because these are very important scriptures. And this is things that we really need to put in our will. Actually, we have to think about where we're going to spend eternity and, and how we affect our children, how we affect our community, how we affect nations, our jobs. I mean, you know, our decisions we make affects everyone. Because the thing about it is when we commit treason, high treason above God's regulation and his constitution, his government, then, you know, we'll get in trouble, amen, because we are responsible for our children, our grandchildren, our neighbor, amen, we are responsible. God made us, amen, as a family. So we connect to one another. It started in the Garden of Eden. You know, so we're Adam and Eve, we are the offsprings of Adam and Eve. Now, it doesn't matter what color you are or what geographical location you come from or whether you speak Spanish or English or whatever, you know, language that you speak, we're still related to one another. Now, keeping secrets, now, we want to really give you a clear concept what God is talking about, okay? So secrets are legislated by two thoughts, okay? Naturalism or spiritualism constitute human choices and the will and emotion of an individual. Now, naturalism are made by historical and culturally produced, which is called humanism. Let me explain that. Meaning that if you don't have Christ, if you don't know the word, or you absent or you anti against Christ Jesus and his law and word, then it becomes naturalism. You only know the things that are of the world, the things that are natural, the things that is through the five senses. Okay? So, if you're not saved and been born again of the water and of the Spirit, then we can't say that we are in his presence. Okay? God created all of us, but all of us is not his son. We are his creation. But those that are born of the water and of the Spirit, they become a new creation. So we start getting into the sixth sense, which is another dimension, a higher dimension, and that takes us out of time into the presence of God, which is called spiritualism. It's by choice, okay, through the word of God and his holy righteousness. So I want you to understand the difference, because we are born in this world, okay? So we are of this world till we make changes. When we make changes, we start pulling off. We start coming into the knowledge of what to do, what is right, what we need to do, amen, to be in good standard with God. Now, the thing about it is, those are the great benefits. The benefits that God has that we will inherit is eternal life. We can live on. We live on. We live on and on. And there will not be no more of secrets. There won't be no more corruption. There won't be no more craftiness. It will not be no more lying, no stealing. No. It will not be that kind of disaster no longer. So you got something to really think about, because there are rewards serving a true and a living God. Now, I want to bring some scriptures here, because it's the word of God, and don't take it lightly, but please take me seriously, because I take out my time and I, you know, share this with you, and I'm not sharing it because I think that you need to have it. I'm sharing this because I love you, and I'm sharing this because I want you to have what I have, amen, and that's eternal life. After this life, it's over. We have a better home that's not made with hands, and it's life eternal. So you have to make up your choices. So there's, you know, a cost. We have to pay in the dividend. Now, we look at Proverbs 11, chapter and the 13th verse. It says, whosoever go about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in the spirit keeps a thing covered. Now, when it's talking about the slander, we don't go around slandering people falsely. We have people that goes around slandering folks, belittling people, and trying to hurt and dilute and down an individual. And when we do that, we are not doing the will of God. We're looking out for self and self only. But I want you to know that I don't care what you get yourself into. I don't care what kind of secret it is. There's no secret so big that God cannot deal with it or overthrow it. And sometimes, you know, when we make mistakes, okay, we have to own up to our mistakes. And when we own up to our mistakes, God will let us know And he will show us the way out of it. But we got to trust him. See, the thing about it is we don't trust God because we looking at how the outlook going to be and what's going to happen. But you have to put it in God's hand. God can fix anything, fix any situation. And I don't care what kind of secret it is. I don't care what type of problem it is. I don't care, amen, that if you got the whole everybody against you. If God be for you, who can be against you? So the thing about it, we got to trust God, the word of God. Now Matthew, the 10th chapter, 26 through the 28th verse, it says, so have no fear to them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispers, proclaim it on the housetop, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is gone, who can destroy both body and soul into hell. See, if we lose our life, we're going to gain it again for the name of Jesus Christ. Many people have died for the truth. Many people have died because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what? They will gain their life again. I want to tell you, you know, this is very serious information that I'm giving you, and we're not trying to put fear in you. We're not trying to scare you into heaven, because we know that, you know, God loves us all, and it's not his will that any man shall perish. So if we look at Luke, the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse, it says, nothing is covered up that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. I want you to know, amen, God is going to pull the cover off everything that's not of him. Now, we can think, amen, that we can get by with it, or nobody can see us or see the evil that we do or take the bribery under the table. We are wrong and we are mistaken. Secrets are not, let me tell you something about the secret. The secret is hiding the truth. That's one thing. You don't want the truth to be revealed. But you know what? Some truth, let me tell you something. Some truth will make you free. Now, if you cause yourself hardship and you bring it on yourself, then you have to suffer the consequences. So that means that we have to weigh everything. We have to think before we act. And we know that we have the adversary. He's going to always tell you there's a way out and he has a plan and so forth. But his plan is corruption. But with God, God don't have a corrupted plan. And I'm going to prove here in the book of Ephesians. And it says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those that hear it. You can build somebody up or you can tear them down. Once you put the lie out there and you misguide somebody or you hurting somebody, do you know you alter the plan? Don't you know that God has to intervene because you violated his plan? So God has to make everything right. Just because somebody's wrong choice, because somebody has not come into the knowledge of the truth, some people have not, amen, been born again, and people are making mistakes, and that will help it. And that will continue to happen as long as we don't know Christ. Now, we try to solve situations and problems ourselves, but we got to realize that some situation we cannot handle, we have to turn it over to God. We have to ask God to lead us and guide us in all truth. Now, let me just prove something by turning to the book of Philippians, the 4:6-8. It tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever is commendable, if there be any excellent, if there be anything worth praises, think about these things. Now, it tells us not to be anxious. See, what happens is we get in a hurry and we want it right now. This is where we go wrong, because God has a perfect plan. Don't you know that everything God created has a purpose, that his plan is so perfect? And once we violate and once we're not going according to his word, guess what? We messes up everything. We mess up ourselves first, simply because if we're not ready to receive, then we're going to make a mess. God knows when, where, how to give and to bless you at a certain hour and time, because you got to be ready to receive it. You have to be prepared to receive it. So when God bless you, then there's purpose in it, that it's going to work clockwork. Because everybody going to receive a blessing from it. It's like a domino effect. Everybody receives a blessing when you are obedient to God. See? See, now Romans, the 2:16, it says, on the day when, according to my gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, God judges the secrets of man, by Jesus Christ. I want you to know every man will be judged, whether it's good or whether it be evil. So you want your good to be not evil spoken, but you want your good to be honorable. You want your good to be fruitful, to build someone up, to give grace to the hearer. You want to be able to speak those things that are lovely. You want to be able to speak those things that are pure, those things that are just, those things that are excellent, those things that will bring praises to you, praises that you earn. Because many times we try to steal other people's praises, amen, by having secrets. We have secrets, amen, simply because we do not want nobody to know the truth about ourselves. But the only way that you're going to be able to know yourself and receive what God has specially for you is that you have to own up to who you are and let God prepare you and let God bring you where you belong. Because as long as you keep on having secret and you keep on lying and you have falsehood and you're speaking evil and you're doing some deceitful things, guess what? We're hurting nobody but ourselves. Proverbs, the 21:23, it says, whosoever keep his mouth and his tongue keep himself out of trouble. So you see, if you think before you speak and count up the cost and think about, is this going to benefit someone? Is this going to give praises? Going to, you know, uplift somebody else? Is this going to be the truth? Am I hurting somebody? Am I, you know, going to cause somebody to go to prison? Am I going to cause someone to lose everything they have? Am I going to break up somebody's marriage? Am I going to cause somebody to lose their job? You have to think about these things, because we all trying to survive. We all have a livelihood, and we don't want to have a bunch of secrets that's not of God. So the thing about it is we all going to be judged, and God is not going to judge you what somebody else did. He's going to judge you on your decision because you are responsible for yourself and yourself only. Can't nobody stand in the gap for you. Can't nobody testify for you. Can't nobody take the blame for you. You have to be your own man. Now, let's go to Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter and the 14th verse. It says, "For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether it's good or evil." So every thought, the Bible let us know, "He that keep his mind on the Lord, he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him." You said, "Well, I can't think about Jesus all day long." Look, I said, "He that keep his mind on the Lord." When you think of the Lord, you're thinking of his goodness. You're thinking what's honest, what so things are pure, what things that are lovely, of a good report, things that have been a blessing through the years. You've been blessed by others. So the thing about it, don't let your mind go to waste or idleness, false gods, evil intervention. God wants you to think pure and holy. This is the only way that we'll be able to stand. This is the only way that we can be true to ourselves and to our neighbor. We can be honest, because we can't pretend that everything is all right when everything is not all right. That's why people are struggling now, because so many have put themselves out like they was perfect all along, and that they never done no sin. They never done any wrong. And what happened is people struggling and fighting and can't seem to be perfect, can't seem to do the right thing, because they see and hear other people proclaim that they are perfect. When you tell the truth, when you be yourself, and people see that you make mistakes just like anybody else, people can make it. People will grow. People will be entrepreneurs. People will be great. There will be blessings to you and your family, as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Let's go to Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse. "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joint of the marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart." Don't you know there is no secret? There is no secret to God. Day is night and night is day. God never slumber nor does he sleep. God knows everything. He created you. He made you. He knows there's flaws in you. That's why we have to seek him, so that we can be perfect as our Lord, thy God. Amen. He said, "Be thou perfect, for the Lord your God is perfect." How are you going to be perfect if you don't study, you know, if you don't know where you come from, you don't know what your purpose, you don't know how to do anything but lie and steal and what the world does? That's why it's historically and culturally produced, because it's been happening from generation to generation. This is what we do. But what we do, is it right? Is it right with God? Is God pleased with it? Because many times we hurt others. Amen. And when we bring down ourselves, we bring it down everybody else. Instead of giving it to God. Now, let's go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 6th through the 14th verse. "Let no man deceive you with empty words." Don't let nobody come to you and poison you with foul, deceitful, crummy craftiness and dishonesty, because they're going to pollute you. And when you are polluted, guess what? You pollute your family. Then you pollute your friends. Then you pollute those that's on the job. Then you just screw up everything. Look, stop what you're doing. You need to take a conscious thought. Say, this is not right. I'm not going to do it. I just have to suffer the consequences. But sometimes you think that the consequences is the worst thing in the world. But let me tell you something. It is the best thing you have ever done in your life. The word of God said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let me tell you something. God will give you peace in the middle of a storm. Through hell and brimstone, God will give you peace. God will make your life a better ease. And you cannot depend on man. You cannot depend on darkness, because his situation is, his presentation is that you always got to have a display. And once you got a display and you in this falsehood, you feel guilty every time. Every time you do something wrong, you feel condemned. You feel bad. That's what the enemy wants. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, because he knows that if he destroys you, he'll destroy the next person. He'll destroy your family. He'll destroy your friends. He'll destroy the things on your job. He will destroy everybody that you come in contact. And then you have nothing but a screw up. But when we see ourselves the way God sees us, and we stop in our track and say, this is not right, then we can make it right. The Bible says, let no man deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God come upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were in darkness, but now you are in the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Now, some people think it's just a sin to do the right thing. Some people think it's that you're not right. They call good evil and evil good because of their deeds are evil. They don't want the light because they practice evil so long until they think that's the way life's supposed to be. Everybody's supposed to be like this. That's a lie from hell. The blood of Jesus against you, Satan. That is not so. Don't let no man deceive you with empty words. If you're going to get the word, get your word from God, because God's word is pure, is holy, is perfect. It will lead you and guide you in all truth. Now let's go to Michael, the 7th chapter, the 5th verse. It says, put no trust in a neighbor. Have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth for her who lies in your arms. Be careful. I don't care who it is, mother, brother, father, sister. I don't care who it is. If they're not speaking the truth, if they're not living holy, honey, let me tell you something. I'm not going to tell you to run. I want you, amen, to start praying and ask God to give you, thus said the Lord, so that you can speak a word in their heart to change their heart, to modify their evil deeds. To let them come into the light as you was in one time darkness came into the light. Let's go a little bit further. Now, Proverbs, the 18th chapter, the 6th through the 7th verse, it says, the fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invite a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Don't you know you can get a beat down, amen, for telling a lie? Don't you know that, let me tell you something, when you let somebody deceive you and bring you to ruin, guess what? That's a snare to you and your life. And we can't have that, because you got family, you got children. You are being an example for your kids. These secrets, that we try to hide, we got to bring it in the opening. We got to confess. James, the 5th chapter, 16 verses says, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person has great power as it is working. See, when we confess our faults, when we acknowledge we are human beings, we make mistakes, and we can correct our mistakes. So don't ever get the thought in your mind that God doesn't have a solution for your situation. God will bring you out victoriously. He will lead you and guide your heart. Amen. Don't be anxious for nothing. Don't get excited for nothing. Don't let the devil put fear in you that you make careless mistakes. Because when he gets you nervous and gets you fearful and gets you afraid, then we start making all kinds of mistakes. But I promise you, my friend, Proverbs, the 12th chapter, 13th verse, that evil man is ensnared by the transgression of his lips from trouble. So when we own up, and, you know, when we own up, God will help us through. When we go through the water will not overflow thee. When we go through the fire, it shall not kindle against us. God will bring us out. When the enemy come in like a flood, he will lift us up as a standard. So I want you to know, before you start keeping secrets, and secrets, amen, that has secrets to do with someone else, and secrets that you're trying to cover up and hide. Remember, the truth is going to come out. So if you just own up to who you are, be who you are, and just admit that you're wrong, you did the wrong thing, and God, amen, I promise you, God will wash away all your sins and put it in the sea of forgiveness and never to remember them no more. So the scripture says in Mark, the 4th chapter and 23rd verse, if any man has an ear to hear, let him hear. So we pray that you got something out of the word of God. Surely, you know, it's been a blessing, amen, to be before you, to let you know there is hope. There is hope for a tree that's cut down. And through God's eternal word, you can bud again and flourish in the Lord. So let no man deceive you. Amen. Secrets is not safe if they're corrupt. Secrets are not culture if they are foul and deceitful. But if we continue to look up, amen, God will be our helper. May God help smile on you and your family. God bless you.